It's the post-match show after Liverpool have left it late again to be Ajax 2-1. I'm joined by Kev Walsh, by Craig Adam, and Mo Stewardson. Mo, I didn't think they were going to do it. I didn't think they were going to do it against Newcastle. Some feeling, some let off.
You know what, Ryan? I missed the Newcastle one, and everyone was telling me that that was better than the 9-0. And I was like, how is that better than a 9-0? It doesn't make any sense. Now I understand. Because it's a game that we absolutely deserve to win. And if we didn't win that game, it would have been an absolute travesty. But we kept at it. We kept going. And we didn't give up. And I think us in the crowds didn't give up. Well, most of us didn't give up either. And that really drove them forward. And a win makes everything so much better. It wasn't a perfect performance. They were still a little bit rusty. Still things to work on. The 3 points, massive.
When you're watching it, Craig, you realise that a brilliant performance isn't just going to come out of nowhere. You could see that they were nervous. You could see there's a couple of times where they were doing things where you think he doesn't normally do that. A couple of times Van Dijk's just knocking it out where, you know, he normally take a touch and stuff like that. Martelli, it looks shaky, but like Mo says, they did keep that belief. They did keep going, and that celebration into the cop was absolutely unreal. Fair play.
Yeah, it was brilliant. You're right. This Liverpool side are at their best whenever they're working on instinct. When it looks like everyone's working in tandem together, and when they've had a rocky start like they have done, it's going to be more difficult. It's going to take like little moments to build the confidence, to find the rhythm. And I think they did that. I think there was more than enough glimpses tonight. I thought they created loads of chances, and I'm just so glad that they get the payoff at the end, because Ajax are a good side, by the way. I was reading the stat earlier where they've only been beaten twice in Europe away from home. Only by Liverpool over the past 3 or 4 years, and that just goes to show that they've been a good side over and over again. And Joe Matip, mate, honestly, Joe Matip, how many shots did him and Virgil have, by the way? But no,
he needs to be learning from Matip. But like, I think every time Matip scored, we've won.
Wait, yeah, but also,
I'm pretty sure that's true.
Don't forget what Matip said that in the one before he scored, where he just jumped up and let it hit him like he was a fucking salmon. Right, nearly went over and throwing a shot.
He's leaning back too far. He's a little bit too casual.
He wasn't even looking at the ball. I don't think he just jumped up with his hands by his side. Fucking very typically.
But like, shout out to Kostas, because his delivery was really good.
I just thought he was brilliant. So nice. The amount of times they were going, and he'd like not only tackle but just bring the ball out. It was brilliant.